Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today as we put a bow on 2021 and look into the new year with Daryl Peel in just a moment. A new tradition is coming back to Oklahoma City, bringing over 9,000 head of the most elite cattle genetics North America has to offer. Cattlemen and women from 46 states and several Canadian provinces will be displaying cattle that'll fit any ranching operation. With more than 20 sales taking place in Oklahoma City, the opportunities are endless to better the genetic future of your herd. The Cattlemen's Congress has quickly become the largest cattle show in the world, so join us January 1st through the 16th in Oklahoma City. Learn more at cattlemenscongress.com.
The 2022 Gale V and Balancer National Sale set for Monday, January 3rd in the Super Barn Sale Arena at the Oklahoma City Fairgrounds. Being held in conjunction with the second annual Cattlemen's Congress, the sale starts at 6 o'clock p.m. The sale will feature Gelfie and Balancer lots, seven bulls, plus open and bred heifer lots featuring genetics that can positively influence your herd for years to come. For more information, call Matt Sims at 405-641-6081. You can view the catalog at mcsauction.com.
We had the opportunity to talk with Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel just before the Christmas holiday weekend, right after USDA had released their December cattle on feed report. One of the things that we've talked with Daryl many, many times here in 2021 is how we're doing with our beef cow herd numbers.
I know you've been following really all year long what's going on with our females going through the feedlots, the ones we're retaining, the ones that we're going ahead and sending on down through the beef pipeline. How does us all set up, you think, for the beef cow herd inventory report that we'll get toward the end of January?
Well, we'll certainly be looking for that to see kind of, you know, what the numbers are. We know that from a slaughter standpoint, that's the main data we've had available. Beef cow slaughter has been significantly above year earlier levels. It looks to me like, you know, sort of crunching through the numbers that I think probably the drought added some, you know, around 300,000 head more beef cows to the beef cow slaughter total than we would have had otherwise. Of course, we don't know for sure what would have happened in the absence of the drought impacts. But the bottom line is, and of course, we're not quite sure what happened with heifers. We had plenty of heifers at the beginning of 2021 for replacements, but we also know the drought conditions forced a lot of producers to switch those heifers into the feeder supply channel. So the net effect is the cow herd will certainly be smaller. It'll be smaller because of the drought than it would have been without the drought. And we're not quite sure where that'll come out yet, but all of it means that we're going to have even tighter supplies going forward, even compared to where we are when we start the year.
Of course, so the worry of drought has kind of drifted south, and now we're looking at a fairly significant drought, even our neck of the woods. If that persists, what does that mean for our beef cow, mama cow operators?
Well, you know, again, it's December now. Other than the wheat pasture situation, which is, suffering significantly because of the current drought conditions, from a broader pasture and hay and forage standpoint, it'll depend on where we are next spring as we get into the growing season. Certainly, we could see some impacts develop. The La Nina weather pattern that's back in place now suggests, as we are seeing, that the dry conditions in the southern plains and the southwest part of the U.S. will likely continue to persist and actually get worse. We are seeing a little bit of relief in some of the drought areas in the Pacific Northwest. So there's a lot of potential. And, of course, much of the country is in some level of drought at this point in time. Depending on how things play out next spring as we get into the growing season, we could see significant impacts on the cattle industry in the first half of the year, because a lot of these drought conditions carrying forward will mean that producers will have to make decisions early in the process rather than later in the year.
For those cattle producers, both our cow-calf guys, our stocker operators as well, especially, what's the strategy? What do they need to be paying attention to when we turn this calendar over to 2022?
Well, you know, I think you have to, given what we just said about the drought conditions, I think you have to, you sort of have to plan for being a bit on the defense, if you will, in terms of that. So right now you're getting through the winter, you're using what forage and hay supplies you have available, but you might think about whether or not that's, or where that's going to leave you if we go into what normally would be our growing season with dry conditions. All of those plans really, it's not too early to start that process. We certainly hope we don't need it, but the sooner you plan, the sooner you can make use of whatever resources you have in hand. Beyond that, if it turns around and we have a more typical year and a growing year, and particularly if drought conditions around the country alleviate, there's going to be some more offensive kinds of strategies here in terms of some operations around the country would be looking at herd rebuilding. So I think you have to kind of plan for being ready to either be defensive and take care of things if conditions deteriorate, versus the possibility that we could see some aggressive opportunities if things improve.
I guess you could say, compared to some parts of the country, the Dakotas, for example, and out to Montana, then into the Northwest, we're much, much better off at this moment anyway, as far as being able to hold on to our mama cows. We've been able to do that successfully in 2021. And we're really poised to have, I think, a pretty doggone good year, isn't it, 2022?
Yeah, the biggest factor that could change that would be the drought. We do have higher feed costs and supplement costs, so that's a factor. And input costs in general are higher, so producers really need to, figure on that and put some emphasis on cost management. But compared to those areas that have been in more severe drought for many months, we are in better shape. I have visited with some producers in the Northern Plains as well as out in California, for example, and they have enough to get through the winter. They sort of made the adjustments they need to get through the winter. But if we don't have sort of normal spring and forage conditions next year, then they will be faced with some fairly immediate consequences, when we get to that time period.
OSU Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Darrell Peel. The 2022 National Limousine Sale happening Sunday afternoon, January 2nd, at the Embassy Suites Airport in Oklahoma City, 5 p.m., in conjunction with the 2022 Cattlemen's Congress. Some of the best genetics in the limousine breed will be on display. You can attend in person or participate via liveauctions.tv. For more information, including a catalog, go to nalf.org. The 2022 National Limousine Sale at Cattlemen's Congress, January 2nd, 5 p.m., Embassy Suites, South Meridian, Oklahoma City. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.